The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Please enjoy our 100th episode of one of my favorite movies that I have talked about consistently almost every episode. It's Troll 2.
Oh my God!
Hell yeah. Guys, welcome to the 100th episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. Heck yeah. We did it. We did it, Joe. Yeah. We did it.
Fuck yeah.
I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I'm so excited to be here with two amazing people. If you watch the live stream, if you watch part of the live streams or part of it, you'll know them, but also from the podcast in general. They're amazing. They're wonderful. They are so talented and brilliant and in every single way. We got Joel Jimenez and Jake Lewis.
Yeah.
Thrown out with the dudes.
I'm emotionally exhausted from that movie.
It's we just watched it. If you didn't watch the live stream, we just watched it. And
it's the horniest movie about trolls you'll ever see.
Yeah, so before Joel... Now, Jake, you've seen the movie. Now, before you watch this movie, Joel, what did you think it was going to be about?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I had seen the documentary, I think, or at least the trailer for it, so I knew kind of it was supposed to be like a bad thing, but I could have never expected that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I remember seeing this movie because my brother was like, oh, we're going to go to see this film fest movie, you know, whatever. It's, you know, it's screaming at a film fest. Everybody loves, you know, watching it, and they were throwing popcorn at the screen. Yeah. It was like the Rocky Horror.
Yeah, for sure.
But they were doing it with Troll 2.
I will say, when you said we were going to watch Troll 2, I thought you meant Trolls 2, mm-hmm. World Tour, the movie with Justin Timberlake. And I thought that
Oh, you're not in the group
sweet.
Chat where she said it's not.
No.
It's only Trolls. Yeah. Whenever I'm like, oh, we're watching Troll or Troll 2, they're like, oh, yeah, I love that. They're just so cute.
No,
with the,
everyone says
I'm
World
like,
Tour.
No. It's not. That's you're a fake fan. If you don't know the OG Troll, you know, you got to know them. They're not cute little pink and blue. They're
also not scary.
I mean, okay. To like watch it on screen, one thing.
Yeah.
But if you were in a simple town of 26 people, okay,
you're right.
And you were running through the woods, and you saw.
I'm just saying, 26 people is crazy low. Like, there's definitely like such horrible incest happening that no one has a functioning brain. You know
which
I
is
mean?
Why they're they're goblins. I'm sorry, not trolls. I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So this movie was totally called like Goblin or something, and then they're like, oh, we could rope it in. I think we could probably get more money if we call it Troll 2 and relate it to the 1986 version.
Yeah,
I will say. So in the documentary, they talk about the fact that all the actors started turning on the director as if it was the director's fault that they were terrible at acting, but. He didn't speak English, and I don't care how bad a director is. My instinct would still not be to perform in the ways that they performed. You know what I mean? It's not like Brad Pitt without just absolute excellent directing acts like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would love to see that, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I think what's interesting, too, is I truly believe nobody sets out to make a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. But even if you read the poster, because we have IMDb pulled up in front of us, the poster says celebrate one of the most disrespected horror films in recent history and fall in love with the genre, with this genre failure.
Like, genuine failure.
Genuine failure. I can't read that. It's also green screen. It's it's terrible.
Genuine, I will genuine say, like, failure. It takes an incredible amount of,
bravery,
effort to make something that bad that it becomes iconically bad. Because there's people who also just make bad things that are just
nobody's heard of.
No one's heard of, and you don't like watching them. You know?
Wait, Yeah. No. Again, we're watching IMDb. The dad's been in other stuff because the dad he didn't have any acting credits before this movie. He was in the town that they were filming in, and they pulled in the town orthodontist. So apparently he started to act in more movies. Wow, that's fascinating. Because like the majority of the people who were acting weren't real actors.
Yeah.
Which is like, again, ballsy to pull in, you know, the town unhoused guy who's very high. And
he was the best actor in the whole movie, I think.
He's the best. I mean, he was stoned out of his mind.
I would argue Grandpa Seth really had me from the
Grandpa
get-go.
Seth, yeah.
Grandpa Seth, and you know, we just the whole
Grandpa Seth.
Watching it with you guys made me realize how sexual this movie kind of is.
It's the horniest movie.
I didn't realize that, and you got a thought in your brain.
I think that's a lie. I think you've always known the sensual power of this film.
Especially with Joshua and
by the way, they shot it on film too, which is pretty fucking wild.
They paid money for reels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't wonder what the budget of that was. Ben, can you look up the budget of that? Yeah.
Stunning.
See, we have a...
It's like, anytime I tell people about this movie, I'm like, well, it's like a family exchange program. You know?
It's and the they go, what?
They go, what?
It's
I'm like,
the
no,
holiday
it's like...
Before
it's
before the holiday.
It's a, you know, a family from the city goes to live with the family, or goes to live in the country, and the family from the country goes to live in the city.
The holiday is literally the Cameron Diaz... And Kate Winslet trade houses. One of them lives in the country and one of them lives in Los Angeles. It's literally holiday.
Pre-holiday. Yeah, so what you're saying pre-holiday. Is holiday is actually Troll 3.
It is.
You know, wow. What I'm feeling is there is a level of brain melting that this movie did. And I'm finding it hard to speak at the moment.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I think you need some milk.
No.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
We had a little half gallon of milk. It was 100,000. Yeah, 100,000 to make Troll 2.
100,000?
Originally called Goblins.
Oh,
so how did it get married to the Snilbog. Troll series?
Absolutely, completely unrelated. Wait, let me check.
So it was originally called Goblins. Is Goblins with a Z?
Nope, just with an S.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Cool. Goblins with a Z, I think, would have been better. Or if the Z was a 2.
Oh.
That would have been good.
Okay, all right.
Oh. But, yeah, no, dude, this was wild. Okay, favorite parts, least favorite parts.
Just want you to know, the filmmaker said it was, quote, always intended to be a comic film.
Yeah, you know all the jokes in it.
Yeah, you know all the...
I
don't
think there was one joke in that.
Well, you want to know the one part that I thought that he felt like it was kind of jokey is when the dude tackled that one distressed woman in the forest.
Yes, that was very funny.
That was a pretty good joke. Yeah. Are you human? Yeah. All of you? Yeah. You want to see?
Well, no, and then he said, want to see. I think he thought, oh, that's going to get a big laugh. That'll be a release from all the terror people are feeling.
The kids are going to love this. Yeah. They're going to love this. Or in the amazing shot of Holly, the daughter, which also, if you've been watching 100 episodes, you know I'm terrible at names. So the fact that I remember their names says a lot.
Is that why there's a little paper that says John on this guy back there? Because you would forget who he was?
No, because that's for our former producer, John Sosis, who's no longer with us. He didn't die, but...
There he is.
He's there, always watching. Looming. But, yes, Holly was lifting weights, you know, as girls do, vag out, you know.
Yeah, vag pants.
Vag pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, her boyfriend was right over her, and she punched him in the nuts and said, oh, my dad's going to chop your little nuts off. They all, that was also like, he's got to be like this yeah. line right here.
Testicles, always funny.
But I
funny. Do,
and also like, yeah, it was that. And then, but I will say like, I'm on the boyfriend's side 100%. He punched, first off, she punched him in the nuts.
Not once. Twice.
So yeah. It hit him and said, no more friends for you. Which I'm like, I'm just like, that's like some toxic ass shit.
And the dad had her back with that. He's like, you're not, until you leave your friends, you can't see my daughter. You can't
see my daughter.
I mean, yeah, it's a very toxic family.
This movie fucking sucked.
Also, the punching in the nuts, and then he goes, what are you trying to turn me into a homo? As yeah. if that is how it.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens. Heard? You haven't heard?
If you take too many shots to the nuts, you
turn into a homo. I didn't know that that's... Turn to a gay.
Oh, wow.
If you're gay, you're gay, okay. You know?
That's something.
Wow. Okay, so, Joel, you said you hated the movie, but was there anything that you enjoyed about this movie?
Not one thing.
The Corn on the Cob sex scene, though?
I will say some of the music was cool. Some of the shots were good. I mean, it is, you're right. It's like, it is enjoyable. It's fucking bad, but it's like not, I wouldn't be upset if it was on.
Yeah. You probably will never pay this much attention to it ever again.
Yeah. But it would be fun to go see it in a theater maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that it takes like an earnestness to make something this bad where you're like, there's people who try to make things this bad, like the Sharknado people. Mm-hmm. And all this.
That's great.
And they're like, they're all trying to make something that's bad to make it so bad that it's good. But mm-hmm. I can tell when they are in on the joke, and that makes it a little less good, bad to me, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you're wasted, like, dude.
You're absolutely trash, bro.
No, so if you think of this, you're like this guy honestly was trying.
Yeah,
and
no,
you can tell. It's the same with like the.
It makes me hate it more.
That's what I'm saying. It makes me hate it more, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everyone's like, oh, you know, Troll 2 is the worst movie ever, and I'm like, The Room is way worse to me than Troll 2.
Yeah, can we get that mashup? Can we do like
yes,
the room Trolls 2?
I think Birdemic takes both of them, to be honest.
Really?
Birdemic.
Okay.
We should watch that.
Birdemic is amazing.
Put it on. Fuck this podcast. Let's do it.
150th episode.
I would be so down.
Birdemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
Could you realize we're fried right now?
We're fried. That was a lot.
That was
intense. A lot of a movie.
I will say, sometimes I'll watch movies and they'll be doing the dialogue and I'm like, did nobody read this and realize they've said father 6 times in one sentence?
Yeah, it's like the whole time they're just really shoving the like the characters.
Well,
and
no,
like,
it's almost like every time they wrote a scene, they are acting as if we haven't watched each previous scene, so they have to give us all the backstory of the entire movie at the top of each scene. So they're like, mother, you're my mom, right?
You're my mom. This is
right,
the grandpa.
Son. I'm your son, and grandpa, mom.
Yeah. And the grandpa is Grandpa Seth, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not my husband's father. It's my
it's
dad.
It's my dad, and that's father-in-law. And that's just...
What do you like about it?
I love this movie.
Why?
It's so bad and so good. I also think it goes from being enjoyably bad to really bad to then enjoyably bad at the end. I think you go through like waves of like, okay, this is ridiculous, but fun. Like, I can watch this. And then it gets really absurd. And you're like, oh, this is just bad. And then it comes back down to be like, oh, okay. It wraps up in a weird way. But, you know, again, it's just campy and weird.
Yeah.
But had no idea what to expect when I first watched it. And I make all of my friends watch this movie. I own it on DVD. Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Is this a deal breaker test? Like if you say you bring a date back and you're like, let's watch this, and he hates it, is that an ick moment where you're like, get the fuck out of my house?
I usually wait till like I'm in a relationship with them.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've been married several times.
Wait until marriage.
Until marriage. Yes, yes. No, and then I pull out the milk. No, I usually wait till I'm in a relationship and I'm like, hey, you want me to watch Harry Potter? I'll do that. But I want to watch Troll 2 with you. Let's do it. And, and like, you know.
Yeah, these trolls kind of look like the there's goblins in Harry Potter that kind of look like these guys.
Yeah.
Just saying, J.K. Rowling might have ripped this movie off.
That's true.
Dobby.
Dobby, right?
Dobby and the I don't think I've seen enough Harry Potter. Me either. I stopped because you broke up.
I just know Dobby is the one that looks
okay.
Like
I didn't expect you to know the names, and I panicked because I don't know enough about that to keep.
Dobby.
Yeah.
I think it's just the one.
I think there's. But there's one that you're thinking of, but it's
I'm thinking of Dobby. They go into like a thing and there's
Dobby.
No. There's a bunch of them typing.
The guy, the typing.
A bunch of them typing. The, oh, I remember now.
Yeah, do you? Like are you being?
No, now I do remember.
Ben's got it.
That's I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it.
Oh yes, that makes sense.
They anti-Semitic.
Yeah. I didn't write it.
He did.
That's true.
What? Yeah, everybody knows Star Wars. Yeah, right?
Oh, and that's another anti-Semitic character.
Okay. Let's list them all. We're going to list all the anti-Semitic. I mean, this movie, again, like, everybody in the town, all 26 people, they're all white men. There's only, like, four women. And it's, they're, again, this, just it's weird. But it also makes sense that they're all white. Like, they should be, you know? Like, no one... I'm hoping that
I'm guessing maybe there were some people of color on set and they said, oh, hell no. They left. And that was just the
which is probably Asian good. Guy. Honestly, probably good.
Yeah.
They should not have been on set. Good gravy. OK, but let's talk about this corn on the cob sex scene.
OK.
OK.
Thoughts.
You said that the that legitimate that the clothing designer was a porn guy?
Yes. Or were you just riffing that? No, that's in the documentary.
OK.
The clothing designer, the costumer, she did porn. Like, okay. This whole thing could have been a porn.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It could have easily, like, they could have easily filmed scenes and made it into a porn.
Where would the kid have been during that?
He's not a kid. He's actually 30.
Okay, great. Cool. I like that.
He's actually an adult. Yeah. But that's or it's like in Austin Powers where he hits the woman and then they're like, why'd you hit that woman? He's like, it's not a woman, it's a man. And it's clearly like not the same actor.
Yeah.
But then the kid like bounces back up. He's like, Grandpa Seth.
Can you have a kid in a porn movie if they're not involved in like the sex part? Like, could it be like the father and kids? Like,
do you want to weigh in on this, Katie?
I mean, actual child, no.
Where he's like, oh, we gotta go, and then they go, and he's never near any of
the
actual.
Well, the thing is, in an artistic film, yes, if it's told artfully. And
can we delete the whole thing out? What I just did right now, I really feel uncomfortable about that.
No, I think
we're just gonna delete this whole episode.
Yeah.
I think it works.
Keep it in. Oh man,
Katie, I think you should drink more of that Klim.
More milk?
Yeah. Oh, you figured it out quickly, and those are Oledums.
Oh, what? There you go.
Mmm, delicious milk. The troll queen died.
Wait, of what?
So what you're saying is I need to reprise her role in Troll 3 as her daughter, coming back for revenge Joshua and his children.
The troll queen is young.
You don't think young people can die, man?
She had like an older describe as cancer.
What did
you
try to describe it in other ways, please.
Wait, did you say, how did you describe her cancer?
It was cancer.
She died of cancer for those.
What I could only describe. That was the. If a doctor came to me, he's like, you have what I could only describe as cancer.
I could only describe as lupus.
You're like, okay, so it is lupus? He's like, lupus.
No, it's cancer. But I can only describe it as lupus. Yeah.
You're like,
I don't.
Such a strange way of putting it.
Oh my god.
You have Sepre. Herpes. Backwards. You have
Grandpa Seth. Sephiroth's herpes spelled backwards.
No.
I gave it to you, kid. Come here and kiss Grandpa.
Grandpa, no.
There's so much of that in this movie where you're like, this could easily just be turned sexual. And it's just like, why? Like, what were they thinking when they wrote this?
Do you think Michael Jackson ever saw this movie?
This is his favorite movie. Fun fact, this is Michael Jackson's favorite movie.
I would not be, like, shocked.
That's an interesting...
It's just playing at
Neverland,
Neverland
still,
just,
yeah.
Just on repeat. You walk in, it's, like, abandoned. There's, but that's the only thing that's still playing.
I like to think they're playing it on loop in his casket.
He's just... He's rotting, but they're still seeing.
Yeah.
He's like, hee-hee.
I'm in hell with Grandpa.
Grandpa Seth. Grandpa, why are you in hell? I did some things, Joshua.
I wonder if there's any fans out there that would get upset about how we're talking about this, that actually legitimately love it, that don't understand why people... Because I saw a clip real quick, and I know it's in the documentary where the director's like, he's fully earnest about it and doesn't understand why he thinks it's...
Well,
people think it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so I've also realized this doing almost 100 episodes, because I've watched some shit movies, but one of them changed my perspective, and I don't know why it was this movie specifically, but it was Santa Jaws. Okay. It wasn't good. It's bad. It's pretty bad. As bad as this.
Break it down. What is the premise of this? Jaws eats Santa, or is it a shark that
shark
is Santa Claus?
That has, that eats people and that has holiday lights all over them and goes on a killing rampage.
Oh, a masterpiece.
Santa Jaws. But every movie, regardless of, you know, whatever, like if it's Pulp Fiction or, you know, what's one. Or, you know, because every film kid is like, oh, my God, Pulp Fiction is my favorite.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a good movie still. But, like, you know, there are good parts and there are bad parts. And you have to be able to appreciate them both. Like, mm-hmm. I love Scream. And I'm like, Scream's a perfect movie. But I'm also like, there are flaws in Scream. And I don't, you know, Evil Dead 2. Evil Dead.
Don't start with me.
But I'm
Evil
saying,
Dead 2 is unbelievable.
But I'm saying they're perfect. But it's like there are still moments where, like, okay, I could see why someone would be like, oh, I don't like this part. You know, this isn't good.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Troll 2 is terrible, but it's wonderful to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I did, I hosted horror trivia this past week, and somebody, I was like, oh, Dr. Giggles is... I was like, that movie sucks. And someone's like, what? And I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, first of all, that's my opinion. It's okay. Fuck you. It's a great movie. I'm like, it's great, but it also sucks. So does every movie, you know?
I haven't seen Dr. Giggles in years, but I think they really put a lot of emphasis on people's fear of the dentist and nothing else.
Yeah.
True.
You're losing it. You're losing it. We're losing Jay quickly.
I'm here.
We're losing Jay quickly.
I'm here.
Jay...
I'm engaged.
Yeah, what's the last movie you watched where you were so tired after seeing it? Because I did yawn a little bit ago. Please edit that out. But
I'm trying to think of like a movie that I was tired. I mean, every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In recent memory.
I haven't seen one in quite a while.
I haven't gone to see one either. But, you know, still, people are all working hard on these movies.
Yeah.
And I appreciate how much hard work goes into them. And it's a miracle when a movie is good.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. It's a miracle that movies are finished.
Exactly.
You know what I think is cool about it, though, is like with Evil Dead 2, if I meet somebody that likes it, I know we're going to be friends like immediately. So this is something like that where if somebody's into it, you know you're probably going to get along.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Evil Dead 2 is a masterpiece.
Evil 2
is
great. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's my shit.
That is the greatest.
It's his franchise.
Yeah, it is my franchise. I created it.
Yes.
Sam Raimi. Hello.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So great to meet you.
I want to hear Sam Raimi talk about
Troll
2. Yeah.
Honestly, it would be interesting to hear like bigger filmmakers' perspectives on like these quote-unquote shitty movies or whatever, because it's like they're terrible, but also they have to, like, Quentin Tarantino.
There's got to be editing or
this shot is great. You know? Yeah. I mean, there were some fun shots. Like, there was one, honestly, the one shot that you're like, oh, I really love this shot. Yeah. That was an Evil Dead-esque
The seance
shot.
Thing, yeah.
The seance
well, no,
shot.
Yeah, they did, they did that. But that's what I mean by, like, the fact that the actors turned on the director blaming him entirely in that documentary. Mm. And you're like, I get it. But he's, like, English is his second language. And he obviously, like, cared enough to make some of these shots, like, okay. There's such a fine line between the camp of an Evil Dead 2, which is absolutely genius and awesome and funny and, like, interesting. Or, like, Brain Dead, like Peter Jackson's yeah. mm-hmm. Brain Dead. Or, like, Dead Alive, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that is, it's such a fine line between that camp and that awesomeness. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, where is it? Where is the line? Because you watch something like this and you're like, well, this is clearly bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like a few improvements here and there. It's
well, I think it's like it also speaks to like how tough it is to make a horror comedy, like a good horror comedy. There's like five.
For real.
Yeah.
Like what? Evil Dead, Brain Dead.
Yeah.
They all have the word dead in them.
I liked Frighteners a lot.
Frighteners
Peter
is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked The Blackening.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. That was actually,
that
really
was great.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
trying to think
what's
of it.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
I mean, Scream is considered a horror
really?
Comedy.
I would say, yeah, because it's a.
Yeah, it's considered a
yeah,
comedy.
I could see that.
Like the,
I'm trying to think of what, another one.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
oh,
you could say Get
Freaky
Out.
Starring Vince Vaughn and Catherine.
Oh, I didn't see that, but I did see Freaky Friday for the first time ever with
Really?
Yeah, with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good movie.
It's fun. Yeah, I liked that.
But so Freaky is with a teenage girl.
I did
girl.
See that. He's like a murderer.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fun, too. I like that.
I didn't think Happy Death Day was a bad movie.
That's
I didn't
fun
see
movie.
That. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Especially Happy Death Day to You.
Okay.
That one is, like, the sequel acknowledges how
it's
insane
okay.
it's
the
bonkers.
Concept
cool,
is.
Yeah.
And it just it plays with it. And
did
it's
you
just,
guys see Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
funny.
I enjoyed that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a...
You don't like Eli Roth.
I'm not a big Eli
yeah,
Roth fan.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but he's not my favorite.
Okay.
You know?
Is it Terrifier 2? Is it...
Terrifier 2.
Haven't
Terrifier.
Seen any of those. Yeah.
It's a... Terrifier, honestly, is... a comedy. It's a lot easier to watch it as a comedy
okay.
than just to be like this is a horror film because if you're not a big fan of like intense torture porn,
yeah,
like it's hard to watch. But
for
if you're
sure.
like this is a comedy, this is supposed to be ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's a lot more fun to watch.
Okay,
yeah.
But unlike Troll 2.
Yeah, I love that. That's how bad the movie is. We've kind of
we've moved
it's,
on.
Yeah.
It's reminding us of better movies.
Yeah, it's. We didn't even talk about the corn on the cob sex scene.
Okay, all right, let's get into
that's
that.
That's what I
want to
talk
quick.
About.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real quick, just like the last thing, you know, real quick.
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite part, and then we'll go to your favorite part, and then we'll go to your favorite part,
perfect.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Gotcha.
My favorite part, honestly, it's so funny. Because it's just like she seduces him. She's like, oh, I'm gonna change the channel real quick. I'm going to walk through the woods all sexy like and have a corn on the cob and then just be like, we should make out with the corn in the middle.
Yeah.
And then just the production value of having the crew throw popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just brilliant. Hilarious. Stupid.
That is a brilliant moment.
I'll never look at corn the same.
I know.
There you go.
I know. Okay.
Or the band. The band or the food.
The band or the food.
It was a funny Lady in the Tramp moment with
mm-hmm.
the corn. It would have been funny if they flipped the corn sideways.
Yes.
And were kind of. Both
that
would have
been an
corn.
Iconic moment.
Yeah.
Again,
good.
Fine
iconic.
Line between.
Fine line between.
Yeah.
yeah.
God damn
it. There you go. Iconic.
It's a disease. I can't
oh
stop
my
it.
God. Okay. Jake, your favorite moment?
Oh my gosh.
Because we're losing it.
I
quickly.
Swear, like, after watching it so many times, the part that I enjoy the most is the 80s sort of dance sequence into the mirror right before Grandpa
for
Seth.
No reason
for Holly, yeah.
Right before Grandpa Seth mistakenly goes in her room
because he
yes.
doesn't know the layout of the
yes.
house yet.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
How ghosts need blueprints, but yet he knows like other locations they're
he's
at.
Like, oh,
also,
I know.
Also, only chooses to talk to him because because, and his only reasoning is that the parents don't listen to him. When, but then why not talk to the older sister?
Yeah.
Because they're clearly not listening to the little kid either.
Also, why, if the grandpa popped out and talked to the parents, I think they'd listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
he's been dead for, you know.
6 months.
Yeah, they were at his funeral.
Yeah, they saw his body go 6 feet under.
Maybe they didn't listen to him when he was alive, but now, pay attention. You got
but
a
again,
dead guy.
But why does he only go to, again, I said this during, but I'm going to say it again. Why does he only go to Joshua? Like, he, like.
Because they're pee-pee buddies.
Because they're because they're.
They're pee-pee buddies. That's it. Both urine and just pee-pees.
I think they cut that scene out of the original.
I got
cut.
It.
Okay, you got it.
When the grandpa goes back to hell, if they would have tied their penises together in some sort of, you know, safety rope thing, and then he could have tugged on it 3 times, the grandpa would have known how to get back to the house without the layout.
I'm just gonna say what I thought of initially, and I might have to edit it out.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Joshua has a massive schlong.
He will after the grandpa stretches it to
have
hell.
Have you seen that she puts her hand in between the cracks of Stonehenge to grow her hand back? He puts his wiener in between the cracks to grow
his
wiener back.
He's like, Grandpa, I got this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna need directions, but I'll be there.
I'll be there in a minute. Give me a second.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my favorite part. I mean, honestly, there are some favorite parts. I did like a lot of it. Now I'm changing. Look at me. I can't hold an opinion.
Right?
I thought it'd be funny to be like, fuck this, you know.
Yeah.
To try to. But
it's stupid, but it's great.
I like when the kid peed on the table. That was dumb as shit.
You can't piss on hospitality.
Yeah,
I won't allow it, which is actually.
What, Dad, what are you doing when he's unbuckling his belt and you think.
I'm tired.
That was definitely like.
Yeah.
That was like. We were supposed to be led to believe
he's
going to
pee.
Gonna pee
That
or like beat him with his belt.
That too.
That probably was not the peeing.
He
part.
Goes, I'm going to piss on you, then beat you with my belt. And then I'm going to tie
that,
it one belt thing closer because of these
be
hunger
like the
pangs.
That's the most graphic scene.
But
by the way, is it pains or pangs?
It's pains.
Hunger pains.
I love that line so much that you can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it. That I, in college, painted a really nice. Canvas with you can't piss on hospitality.
Okay, this is an intervention.
And then I put it above in my room. But it's like really pretty.
Yeah.
And it says that. So I'm like, whenever I buy like my first house, it's gonna go above my
You still
my
have this?
Mantle. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you have a problem. It's I think yeah, I liked the corn scene was great. I liked That's about it. Now I'm taking it back. I hate this. I hated it.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
Fair enough. Any final thoughts as we wrap this up? Because we are losing it quickly.
Yeah. How did this happen?
I don't know. Well, we had so much energy coming in, and then we just were like, well, this was a lot.
Yeah.
This was a lot.
It was a lot. I think that the performance from, I think everyone cites the performance of the glasses kid. Mm. His oh my God is.
Arnold.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Dude.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah. But I think that the child is fantastic. His accent that changes every once in a while where he's like, what was that one thing? He hits his little kid voice really
Grandpa
hard.
Grandpa Seth?
Well, no, he came out and he's like, Mommy! You see, I told you.
Oh, my God.
As you were saying that, I was like, where did Arnold go? Because he was still alive. And so was the guy, and the popcorn guy. They both were still alive.
It was implied they were eaten by the witch.
Mm. Also, every time they make a meal, it's all sweets. They clearly had corn. They could have made something with the corn.
They needed more protein.
Could have made tortillas.
Literally.
But
anything.
They didn't want any brown shit in this movie except the sleeping ceramic Mexican at the end. Siesta,
just casually
man.
In there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what
so,
a fucking hunk of shit.
Hunk of shit.
But I will watch it again.
It
I'm really
ride.
Interested to watch the documentary.
It's.
I think I might have just seen the trailer
the
for it. But
best worst movie is the documentary.
The best worst movie.
12 out of 10. Okay.
Super
so
good.
Now I have 2 things to ask you.
Great.
We're going to rate it. Actually, give me a rating out of 10. Ready, set, go.
You first.
For what it is, I think it's a perfect bad movie. I think you like it doesn't get much worse than that.
Hmm.
Except again, I think Birdemic. So I'm gonna give it an 8.
Damn.
Yeah,
if I'm looking at it from the fun perspective, what it is, yeah. I think it's a 10 out of 10 for like what it is.
Yeah.
But from a sane, rational human being,
you're like
it's a 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I have this as a 10 on IMDb,
okay.
And I will keep it as a 10 because
you love IMDb, by the way.
I track everything on IMDb.
Yeah,
I
know.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, go to Letterbox. And I'm like, I have more tracked on IMDb. It's where I live. It's where I live. And then my final question for you guys, because I'm going to start doing this now and asking this. Are you afraidy or not afraidy of Troll 2?
100% not afraid. Let's leave it at that.
I wouldn't say 100. I think I'm not afraid. And that sparked a thought of, I would love to know if any kids were scarred by this.
I feel like the main kid actor, was his career was scarred
by
this.
Well, I just mean like
that makes
viewers.
Sense.
Like if somebody saw this too young, because I think maybe for a kid, it's probably really scary.
Especially like the last scene with the witch, like bloody and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah, like
the
say
imagery.
You're 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I think that would fuck you up.
Say you're a child or a little bit too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are we, when you say are we afraidy or not, like did it scare us?
Yeah.
No, I'm not afraidy.
No, you're not afraidy? Not afraidy.
But I'm also not afraidy of Evil Dead 2.
I'm afraid that I could be this delusional to think that I was good in this movie.
Yeah.
Or that something that I made was good if it was this bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think anybody's proud of this movie, and I don't think anybody like talks that they were in this movie. And I'm like, I honestly, it's as a filmmaker, I think it's important to acknowledge your triumphs and your failures. And
I think that's
wait till you run into them at a convention, you can ask them about it.
I don't think they do
they're
them
like
anymore.
Over
they're,
it,
I think they're
don't
like, don't even talk to me at this movie. I don't think any of them act anymore.
Well, he's acting now. He did another movie, The Dentist.
I think that was in like the
he's
80s.
Been working. Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought he was like, I'm going to go to school to clean teeth, and now look at me. I was in the Academy Award.
You think
he
ever
film.
Sees like a kernel of popcorn stuck in someone's teeth while he's cleaning and gets PTSD? He's like, oh, nail bug.
Nail bug. You ever heard of that? It's goblin. You should drink more milk. Just kidding. Stop eating.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay.
Oh, my God. We are dying.
On that note. You guys, this has been delightful. This has been great. Thanks.
This is like a post-Thanksgiving dinner.
This
is
like we okay, but also we did an hour and a half of a live stream.
Yeah.
So we were on for an hour and a half.
Yeah, go watch that. It was much better.
Yeah.
But also, this was good.
This was good. This was solid. You know, it was an episode, and that's okay.
Edit in laughter.
Ha ha ha. Anyways, okay. This is where you plug yourselves. Ready, set, go.
Plug yourself with corn.
Plug yourself. Ayo.
I'm Jake Lewis. Check out the Lewis Brothers video channel now.
Do it.
Watch The Court Jester on YouTube. Thank you.
You directed and wrote it.
Hell yeah. I'm Joel Jimenez. Find me at Mostly Sorry. I put everything up there. That's it.
Go team. You know where to follow us at Katie Afraidy on everything. And I also like to give a shout out to Fangoria. Love them. You know, go get can't even get the ads right.
This is
25% off Katie Afraidy. I'm drunk off
25%.
25%
off what?
Off Fangoria magazine.
Shut up.
Shut the hell up.
25% off Fangoria magazine, the Fangoria magazine
the Fangoria.
That I grew up reading.
Are you
Katie Afraidy?
I've been wanting to actually look at this. So you use the keyword
Katie Afraidy 25.
Does that work for like merchandise, like T-shirts? And
I don't
stuff?
Know, but we could try.
I all might right, have
I'm
to
gonna,
do
damn well try.
Do
25 is good. Shout out to them. All these sites, they say they're doing sales, and it's like here's 5% off, and
no.
I'm like, fuck you.
No. And then Filmcraft LA, We love you. You're great. Find them at filmcraftla dot or filmcraftstudiogear.com and filmcraftla on Instagram. And I like to wrap up every show with some shitty advice about the movie. Honestly, if you have plans to do a family foreign exchange program, don't. Also, if you're seeing your dead grandpa, you should talk to somebody else and don't drink milk, period.
And keep a fucking triple-decker bologna sandwich on you at all times. I keep that thing on me.
Keep that shit unlocked. That's anyways, right. Guys, see you next time. Stay spooky.
Yeah.
We did it.
Hell yeah.
Powers of evil are very strong here. I must leave.
Goblins don't exist. Goblins don't exist.